Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I saw the defense running to the ball more. We're all just trying to pursue greatness. We got to make changes, and I feel like we're doing that. Practice has changed. We're all correcting each other a little bit more. Really trying to do a little more self-policing. I feel like that's how we all get better. If we all worry about ourselves and doing everything we can properly, as long as we do our job well and our brother wants to do his job well, then we all gonna be good.
That's the self-described leader of the Steelers secondary, Sean Davis, who's looking more and more like Mike Mitchell with some changes and how to get better on defense. The Fan Hotline is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. That's where we find our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette. Ed, is this a misprint or a typo? Is it accurate? Is it true that Artie Burns is going to play over Mike Hilton on Sunday?
No, he's going to play over number 24, Cody Sensabaugh.
Okay.
Artie Burns is. He'll start, I think.
Why?
I guess what's going to happen. Yeah. What, did you say why?
Yeah.
I think they feel you have to play a little more man-to-man against this team, and Sensabaugh hasn't been doing real well lately, and I guess he's been practicing well, so they're going to make the switch.
Is Hilton going to get benched?
I think so, yeah. I think Cam Sutton is going to play in the slot.
Ed,
wow, this sounds like desperate times.
I was just going to say, Ed, it's hard for me not to say that this carries with it the whiff of desperation. It feels like a desperate tact.
Well, hold on. Everybody's been trashing their secondary. If they're going to make changes, why is it desperation? I mean, if players aren't playing well and you want to make some changes,
Burns is.
Well, Ed, I would say it's desperation because I would think if the secondary that has been playing is that bad, what does it say about the guys that couldn't break in over them until now? Like, I wouldn't think I was replacing them in most situations with better talent or else they would have been playing.
Well, Cam Sutton has been moved around so much, Chris. He hasn't really been able to really compete for a job. I think they still think highly of him. And, you know, he's taller than Hilton. Maybe they feel against, let's say, a guy like Gronkowski, but he may not see Gronkowski. But maybe they just want him on Edelman. I don't know.
I agree with that. I think giving Sutton a shot, I can go along with, but Burns is, to me, that's red meat to Tom Brady.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you, but he was a first-round pick. He has shown some flashes in the past. I don't know what Sensabaugh done. I don't know if he's done a whole lot. So, you know, we'll see. This is what they're going to do.
Okay. Ed, I think in the Brady era, the Patriots are like 7-10 in Miami, if memory serves.
Chris.
Are you surprised, as a guy that's covered the Steelers for a long time, that they are this bad, even though they bring so much talent to the equation, that they are this bad against one opponent, even a very good one? Because it's proof when I say the Dolphins have that record that Brady can be beaten.
Yeah. 7-1, Brady is against Mike Tomlin teams. 23 touchdowns, one interception, Vince Williams last year. Those are amazing statistics. You know, they've beaten them twice during that time. They've beaten the Patriots twice, once when Brady was hurt up in New England when he didn't play, and that one time here when they beat the Patriots at home.
Why does it happen? Can you come up with any reasonable explanation as to why the Patriots have just mastered this team?
No. They're good. As Ben said the other day, they do this to a lot of teams. Obviously, you just pointed out, not the Miami Dolphins. They win at home. They're only 3-4 on the road, by the way, this year. And they lost big time at Tennessee, too. I don't. Brady's good. But, you know, he has gotten beat, but not Not a lot.
You know what I would do, Ed? They worked on that package all summer with defensive backs on the field. All those defensive backs, they're whatever they called
seven,
it.
Yeah, seven
half
guys.
Dollar package.
Dollar defense. Yeah.
I would do that and just say, all right, Tom, you got a look that tells you to run the ball. Just keep handing the ball to the running backs. And if you beat us with Sony Michel and Rex Burkhead, well, we can live with that. We'll take that.
Yeah. Hey, who knows? Maybe they will play a lot of defensive backs on Sunday. But, you know, I don't like their chances. Connor's not going to be ready. And I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball. So they're going to throw now.
Ed, I'm going to ask.
Patriots.
Oh, sorry.
But
No.
I mean, if the Patriots tee off or whatever they do, you know, it's going to be on Ben's shoulders Sundays. And if the defense can get pressure on Brady, that's what they have to do.
Well, to that end, Ed, I'll ask you to engage in a hypothetical I know you might hate. But had Le'Veon...
Well, Ed's not Bill Cowher. He'll answer that question. He's a good sport.
had Le'Veon Bell actually come back, the prodigal son returned after the Carolina game, maybe plays against Jacksonville, what is their record in the last three games that they are now 0-3, and if Le'Veon Bell is playing in those games?
Well, of course they would have been better off. And you would have to assume they'd have won maybe two of them at the least. Maybe they would have won all of them. You know, I wrote this back in March that they should have not put the tag on them, sunk that money on the defense, sign a veteran running back who could run, and maybe even draft one higher. Well, they went the other way, and this is what happened, and they weren't prepared if Connor got hurt. They just weren't. And, you know, that's the way it goes. Had Bell been here, he'd be playing right now, and he'd be in better shape, yeah.
Can you explain, and we're talking to our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette, can you try your best to explain what happened in the last few days with the Steelers' kicker tryout, and then one guy stayed, and then Boswell was in the locker room, and now there's a new kicking coach. Like, what's going on here with the Boswell situation, Ed?
Yeah, there's not a new kicking coach. He just brought in Sweezum to talk with him and see. I think he was going over with some technique. You know, I talked to Boswell about it. He said it's good to just bounce things off a guy who's been in the league for 11 years and was a quality kicker. You know, they're just trying to get him straightened out, I guess. Having Sweezum here, they must think it's some kind of technique because he wasn't here to work on his mind.
But did Boswell have to win a tryout?
No.
No.
I don't buy that. I mean, first of all, they can't kick together. You know, you're not allowed to practice those tryout guys with your team. They couldn't even use their snapper and holder for those guys when they tried out, when they kicked. And I think they kicked indoors yesterday. I think they brought him in for a lot of reasons, to show that they're trying to turn up every stone and, you know, maybe to show Chris Boswell that the job isn't his for life, maybe not even for the rest of the season. But I think they're going to stay with Boswell.
Ed, of all the guys on this team, we know that Belichick likes to take away what other teams do best offensively, especially. So it stands to reason he's going to try to take away Brown, probably try to take away Smith-Schuster. Who is best positioned of the remaining receiving targets to actually exploit the Patriots and help Ben Roethlisberger out, in your estimation?
The tight ends, the two tight ends. It's time for the Steelers to turn the tables on the Patriots and throw to the tight end. And I agree with you, Chris, that they will try and take those two outside guys out. Now, they Steelers are pretty good at moving those guys around, too, both Juju and AB. But I think the tight ends, and I think maybe James Washington a little bit, too. You know, he made that nice catch and lateral on the hook and ladder. And, you know, maybe they'll go to him a little more.
Ed, if they lose on Sunday and miss the playoffs, what kind of changes would you anticipate in the offseason?
You know, I don't know. When teams underperform, let's say,
mm-hmm.
There's always some kind of changes. Always.
Yeah.
Almost always some kind of changes. They're usually assistant coaches, and that's kind of what I would expect. And, you know, there'll be some he'll move some chairs around and sub with some others, put a couch here, throw out some sofas there, and go along with it. But
is one of those sofas, you know, named that, Tom Bradley?
I don't know. I mean, why are you picking on Tom Bradley?
It feels to me like the secondary, and I know that I could lay this at Tomlin's feet too, and to an extent I do, but they brought him in and they seemed very gung-ho about how he would be kind of a breath of fresh air, and I feel like I've seen them regress, I guess, Ed. I know there's not maybe a ton of material, but isn't that why you hope a guy can coach them up and put that onus on him?
Yeah, regressing, I wouldn't use the word regress, Chris, when I'm talking about the secondary. They were pretty bad last year. You see the number of big plays they allowed last year. I mean, Mike Mitchell was terrible.
Yep.
You know, they bought in Burnett. He's been hurt. So, you know, that plan went out the window. They were forced to use Edmonds more than they wanted to as a rookie. They're moving Cam Sutton everywhere around. They had the injury, so they had to put Bostic on wide receivers. I mean, you know, you're going to fire all the linebackers, coach, because Bostic couldn't cover the wide receivers. I'm not saying they won't make moves like that, but I don't understand where the criticism of Tom Bradley's coming. You know, Joe Hayden's playing well. Hey, guys, I don't know. If you brought in Tony Dungy to coach his secondary again, would they be any better?
Well, the rebuttal there is Sean Davis and Artie Burns. Ed.
Well, they moved Sean Davis. He's playing that position for the first time in his life. Artie Burns was benched. He was terrible last year.
Yep.
So do we go? I mean, I don't know. I've had a hard time putting in my whole writing career covering this team, putting blame on certain coaches. I have seen some coaches who were just terrible, and I could spot them. It's hard to do that for me because I don't know what they're doing.
I got you. Let me ask you: who's more responsible for the Patriots dynasty? Is it the quarterback or the head coach?
I think it's both. I really do.
Come on,
I mean,
Ed. You're taking the easy way out. Can you give me a little bit more of a percentage on one guy?
Is Brady good because of Belichick, or is Belichick good because of Brady?
That's why I'm asking you the question. Yeah.
Well, you can't answer the chicken or the egg question.
I'll try a different tack, Ed. What combination does better? If it was Tomlin and Brady and Belichick and Roethlisberger, which of those two combos is more successful if you had to guess?
I think Belichick is a great coach, and I'm putting the cheating aside here. Although, you know, maybe that's what part of him was so great is he came up with that. I don't know. I think he's a great coach. After talking to so many players, after watching him in games, what he does, how he approaches things, I think he's really a great coach. So I'm going to say it's Belichick more than Brady.
Okay. In this case, I'd say it's Ben more than it is Tomlin.
Look, you have a great quarterback. They help make great coaches. Bill Cowher would be in the Hall of Fame if he had Ben his whole career.
I would agree with that, Ed. So who do you like on Sunday? You've been pretty good with your picks this year.
Yeah, I'm 4-9. I got 4 right.
Okay.
So when I go with the Patriots, don't run down to the new casino where you can place bets now and put one down on my advice, but I'm going to go with the Patriots. I've seen this story too many times.
People are waiting to hear Andrew's pick for the game so that they can rush down to the casino and bet the opposite of him.
Yeah.
Ed, I actually had a prominent person in town who works in sports offer me a 4-digit sum of money to pick the Patriots on Sunday.
Well, that's a no-brainer. Aren't you going to pick them anyway? I just did, and I did it for free.
But you're in the Hall of Fame, so if you can do it,
well,
then
can
I guess
get the money?
And in all seriousness, though, how do you think the Steelers feel about just a few hundred feet away from where they play football? You can make a bet on the game. You think they're okay with that? No opinion.
No, ambivalent? I think there's some distaste there, but. You know, the way things are going, they're putting a team in Vegas. The teams now are trying to get money out of these bets. You know, they're not going to get it, I don't think. But, you know, the Rooney family, I think, just doesn't like it. But, hey.
Isn't there some irony there?
Like.
Of course, Art Rooney.
There's considerable irony in that dynamic, if it's true, given how the Steelers, the money that purchased the Steelers was earned, shall I say.
Yeah, but it wasn't bet on football. And Correct. First of all, that's a myth. The money to buy the Steelers wasn't made betting on horses. That bet was made in 1937. He bought the team for, $2,500 in 1933. A lot of money in 33, but I think Art could afford it.
Gotcha. Thank you for clearing that up for us, because I've heard that a million times, Ed.
I prefer to think that. I'm a little bummed out. I wanted that myth to be true.
Well,
it's been debunked many times, but like many myths, it just keeps alive, stays alive.
Ed, we love you. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, fellas. We'll see you later.
Ed Bouchette. Ed.
He sounded disgusted that I brought up that.
No, he definitely did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.